Hey, welcome to Caroline and Rashi. It's an exciting wedding Wednesday today. I am joined by Jonathan of Zadok Jewelers. Am I saying it right?
Sure, pretty close.
How do you say it?
Zadok.
Zadok. Yes, see, yes. Fancy.
You know, you ask 10 people, you get 10 different answers.
So okay.
We'll stick with whatever you do.
I love it. Well, you're located on Post Oak, and I know that the jewelry store has been in your family since like the 70s.
Yes, my parents came to Houston in 1975 and opened the store in 1976.
Where'd they come from?
My mom is from New York and my father is from Israel.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. And you opened this jewelry store.
Well, not me, my parents.
And now you're in it.
Now we're in it.
You're in it for life, and you're finding yourself on the wedding edition of Caroline and Rashi on Fox 26,
right?
I've been
dreaming about this forever. Even before the show was here, I thought, this is perfect.
It's full circle, and it's perfect because I just got engaged back in March. That's why we started Wedding Wednesdays, and Rashi's not here today, so I brought in Jonathan to co-host with me and tell us all about the jewelry process when it comes to getting engaged and all the things. But first, I want to talk a little bit about the store itself. You have two locations, one here in Houston, one in Austin.
Yes.
The one in Houston's on Post Oak Boulevard, and it's beautiful. I think we have, this is the Instagram for you guys that I wanted to make sure that I shared. And then inside the store, we're talking about two levels, a bridal suite. We're talking a Rolex, I don't even know, area. What's going on here?
So we were in our old location for almost 46 years before we decided to expand in our location and just create something incredible. We feel like if you're going to spend your time to come visit us, there should be something spectacular waiting for you. So we built a whole new building. We built our store within that building. We put a couple great restaurants in there, and we just wanted to make it a destination. So, you know, you're leaving your house, come join us, grab a champagne, grab a cocktail, and look at engagement rings or whatever your fancy.
Oh, yes. I love these pictures that I pulled from your Instagram because this is how I felt when I got engaged. Like, it's so exciting. It's so fun. And then you have this piece of jewelry on your finger that you're terrified of losing. And yet I still keep looking at it every day. And you brought along some amazing engagement rings that you guys have like in your store. Are these like ready to buy? How does this even work?
So it's a really big, first of all, I mean, I'm just surprised how excited you are to be engaged. I mean, no girl's excited to be engaged. It's weird. They don't dream about their wedding ring, their wedding dress since they were 4 years old,
right?
Or anything,
right? It's been fun. It's been really fun. And I knew very little and still know very little about jewelry. I'm not a jewelry person. All the jewelry that I'm wearing has been bought either by my fiance or my mother. So I'm new to the jewelry game.
Well, you're young, so you have time to, you know, do it yourself too.
You think so?
Yeah, and today women are buying as much as men. I mean, we live in a world where, you know, you want it, go get it.
Oh my gosh.
And you work hard,
I know.
You deserve it.
I know. Well, now I'm getting more into it because I'm like, okay, you know, my jewelry has to match the ring. So I'm looking at all these rings and I'm like, I immediately go to the ones that look like mine because that's my favorite style. But you have so many different styles, which is so cool.
Well, that's the thing. So, you know, everyone's different. People like different things. So we have so many different styles that represent everyone's tastes. I mean, there are some classics. There's some things that, you know, a lot of people tend to go towards. But even within the classics, you know, there's slight differences that people kind of want to make. And we do a lot of custom. So even though you may see a ring in the store that looks exactly the way it looks when you see it, and you say, you know what, I like this ring, but I wish it had X, or I wish it had Y, or I wish it had a different center stone, or I wish it had a different shape for the sides. I mean, all that is doable.
The different diamond shapes, I'm assuming each one of these looks a bit different depending on how your hand is shaped.
For sure. I mean, there's certain shapes that look better on certain hands.
So pretty.
Some really classic designs that we're seeing, you know, that we always see in fashion, and this is a three-stone ring.
Yes.
I mean, classic three-stone ring. You've got the past, the present, and the future symbolized by it.
What's this one?
This one is a petite halo. So that we're seeing a lot of very classic, simple petite halos. So you can kind of see the diamond has a little halo around it. Then you've got the yellow gold shank. Yellow gold has kind of become really big again in engagement rings.
Oh my gosh, this is so different. My fingers, I found out, are pretty big in this whole process.
You know, every girl thinks that. I'm just going to tell you right now.
Really?
Every girl thinks that. And I've seen a lot of hands that, please don't make that sound weird, okay?
Yes.
But your hands are definitely not big.
Oh my, well, that one kind of fits
just
nice.
Look, the ring, the stock rings are fitting. In fact, they're a little bit big, which means your hands are actually small.
Maybe I need a backup ring, like this one right here. That's nice and big and beautiful.
You have 10 fingers.
Oh my God, yeah, that's right. How many carats is this one?
So that one is, let's see which one that one is.
That's a big one. That looks big.
Yeah, that is a 5-carat diamond.
Oh wow, and this, okay, so that is.
So that's an emerald cut diamond. We're seeing a big resurgence in emerald cuts. Ovals, elongated cushions, elongated radiance. I mean, you know, we're living in a time now where sort of the traditions have sort of gone aside and people just do what they want.
Yeah.
They mix metals, they go with totally different designs, whether it's, you know, bezel set halos, whether it's, you know, underneath the stone, that's what's really been popular right now are these kind of under.
Do you call them halo diamonds?
Yeah.
Mine has them.
Yes.
And I love them so much.
Like the little under halo. So yours has an under halo, which is just cool. It just makes it super unique. There's a lot of mixed metals. Again, like you can see here, a little under halo. And then what happens is you've got here a platinum head. You've got a rose gold setting.
Oh my gosh,
you've got
so
the same
pretty.
Sort of idea here with a pear shape, with a under halo, with a
I
yellow
feel like
gold
this
setting.
This one would make your fingers look nice and long, maybe.
Yeah, so the shorter your fingers are, a lot of times the more you'd like an elongated stone.
Okay.
Right, and the longer your finger as well. You can go with anything.
So what's the most like timeless classic shape of a diamond that a bride and a groom could pick out together? What would that be?
So most people don't realize this, but over 50% of all diamonds that are sold are round. So all the other shapes represent less than 50%.
Oh, wow.
Which is kind of interesting, right?
That
but
is
round is always the most popular, never goes out of fashion, never becomes second most popular. It's just always the most popular.
Oh, wow. Does that mean it's basic?
I mean, you know.
Mine's round.
Classic is
always
good.
Yeah.
Classic is always
so
in.
So what would be the most like modern or trendy shape that you're seeing right now?
You know, you're seeing a lot of times, I would say it's less the shape and more how you set your stone.
Oh,
so you're seeing a lot of people set their stone sideways. Yes, I mean, it's just, again, it's about being unique. It's about separating yourself, differentiating yourself from the rest. So you're seeing some rings being set sideways. You're seeing sometimes a double ring where you've got two different shapes sort of next to each other. I mean, you'd be surprised.
Wow.
And again, we customize so many items. We customize, you know, whether it's your ring, your bands.
What do you mean custom? How do you customize?
So we have designers on staff.
Okay.
So they'll sit with you. You can hand sketch a design. We put it into a CAD so you can actually see what it would look like. A lot of times, if it's possible, depending on the setting, we will 3D print it in wax. So you can actually get a really good feel of the style and how it's going to look and the size. And then once you like that, look, we can make changes to it in the wax, but once you like it, then we can cast it in the metal you choose and set the stones and kind of go from there. It's a whole process. And we have a staff of designers, we have a staff of jewelers, all on premises, which is a big reason why we built our new store so that we can house everything in-house and really deliver that from A to Z experience.
I love that. And what was crazy to me during my process was that this was the ring I always dreamed of. And then through working with a jeweler and customizing it, it got brought to life.
Exactly.
You know, and I don't know if it's anything like crazy different, but this is what I always thought in my head. And so to like have it on my finger, it's so crazy.
It's like surreal.
It is, because it's like this, I don't know, sometimes when you go shopping, you know, you end up with something that wasn't exactly what you pictured, but you still love it. But this was literally exactly what I pictured. And it was so crazy to me that it was just as easy as, I mean, it was crazy. It was the whole process.
Well, I'm just
so
worried
cool.
about you driving, because I feel like you're going to be driving and you're just going to be staring at that thing and you're not going to be looking at the road. So
I know, right?
Just no. You know, the road is your friend. Look at it.
Okay, so sometimes online, because I have a big social media presence, there were a lot of haters that were like, you clearly know that you might be getting engaged. Like, how do you know this? Do you see a lot of brides and grooms or boyfriends, girlfriends, or partners, whoever you are, men and men, women, come into your store and like do this design process together?
More than not. More than
Thank
not.
You.
By far. I mean, look, you know, the way I look at it is, and even with my wife, I asked her questions. I showed her designs. Look, I'm in the jewelry business, so I'm a little different circumstance and I can kind of show her different things and kind of pretend I was looking for somebody else, but I wanted to get her opinions on what she liked.
Yep.
And I'd go into, whenever we travel, I kind of drag her into all these different jewelry stores, and so I'll show her different things and get
exactly.
her feel. But look, you're getting something that you're probably going to wear for the rest of your life. If not, you know, again, we do a lot of redesigns. So mm-hmm. people might get something, you know, 20 years earlier yeah. that they don't love anymore. So we'll redesign it something
Modernize
else.
Modernize it maybe. Right. So it might be the same diamond,
could
but
be the
just
same diamond.
Setting.
Could be they upgrade the diamond.
Wow.
Could be they don't like the shape anymore. Yeah. I mean, so
you
we,
see this?
We,
people talk about it yeah. before they get engaged,
yeah.
okay?
They do. No, they do. And again, you're going to wear this so for so many, all the time, yeah. for so many years. It's not like a t-shirt where, like, you smile at your fiance and you're like, thank you so much, and you wear it one time and
right.
then you put it in your drawer to never see it again, right?
I know.
This you're like wearing all the time.
Every single day.
So you should get what you like.
Right? Okay, what about price range? Do you work with a array of different price
we
ranges?
Do. We do. I mean, look, there's all sorts of price ranges and we're happy to work within it. A lot of times we like to back into a price range. Just makes it easier and we want people to feel comfortable about purchase. We don't want them mm-hmm. to feel like they're being overstretched, they're uncomfortable. I mean, it's our goal to try to kind of fit whatever you want into the budget you want, so long as it's reasonable. And if it's yeah. not, we let you know.
Right. No, I love that. That's great advice, because it can be like a sort of a scary situation to walk into the jewelers and like you're looking at all these diamonds and you're like, oh my gosh, like should I even be in here? So I love that you kind of can have something for everyone.
Oh, it can be totally intimidating, and we totally understand that. I mean, we try to make it a non-pressure area. I mean, come in, see what there is, learn. You know, we'd love your business, but again, if we're not the right fit, we understand. But we think that we can be the right fit for the majority of
yeah.
people.
Well, when we come back, we're going to talk about wedding bands, because actually Jonathan told me that this is an aspect that people literally forget about until the day before their wedding. You don't want to be that person, so stay tuned.
You don't.
All right, welcome back to the Wedding Wednesday edition of Caroline and Rashi. We are back with Jonathan from Zadok Jewelers on Post Oak Boulevard. We are now going to enter the wedding band chat. This is a very important part, because literally at your wedding ceremony, you need the wedding band, and I'm assuming that's what people are forgetting.
I mean, is it important? Yes.
Yeah, it's pretty important, and I'm very excited because it jazzes up your ring with even more sparkle. So that's why I'm very looking forward to that.
Well, you can't imagine how many girls, when they pick up their wedding bands, you know, a lot of times,
yeah.
like you had mentioned before, I mean, a lot of times, I'd say the majority of the time, the husband and the wife come in together to pick out the bands, or I should say boyfriend and girlfriend or fiance,
yeah.
You know, at that point. But it's very difficult sometimes to get those women to like put that ring back in the box to get it on the wedding day. Like they're ready to take it, put it on right
yeah.
then.
Yeah, so the wedding band is an extra band, right?
That's right.
That goes
on the inside of your wedding ring finger.
Okay.
So in terms of your band, so it would go on your left hand,
mm-hmm.
on in the
closest
inside,
to
closer
me.
To the heart.
Yeah, closest
so
to the heart.
So the whole thing is that it's closer to the heart.
And now people are even doing an additional one.
Yeah,
like
a lot of people will do a second band. A lot of times you'll do it maybe as a wedding gift.
Okay.
I did it for my wife as a wedding gift. People do it on the first anniversary, fifth anniversary, whatever reason, right? It could be a birthday. Anniversary is always great because it's, you know, technically at that point, then it's an anniversary band.
This one has three
That
here.
One has three, right.
So you would put the wedding band on first.
Right.
At your wedding. And then you have your engagement ring. I'm trying to keep this right here. And then this would be like your first.
I'm going to help you there okay. a little bit.
I don't know if it'll go on.
Oh, it will. We're just going to move that tag.
Okay. Oh, there we go. And then this would be like your first anniversary.
Sure.
Gift, or like fifth anniversary, or.
Or wedding day gift.
Wedding
or,
day.
Or just
oh.
because you want to give too.
Oh, okay. There it is.
And what's cool is you'll notice the bands are totally different. People are mixing and matching. They're doing different metals. I mean, this ring is half, which one? No, this is not the ring. Yeah. No, but it's half rounds
yeah.
and half a marquees.
I mean, but look how cool that looks. It just gives it like a whole different look
yeah.
than, you know, and that's what I'm excited for.
And be surprised, people do all these ring stacks. And what's great is that you can also take off your engagement ring, which is usually the larger diamond.
Mm-hmm.
You can put in the safe when you're traveling, mm-hmm. when you're going to the grocery store, for lots of different reasons. You just want to chill on a Sunday and you don't want to wear your big rock. I mean, having a great wedding band is an amazing way to travel.
I love that. And I'm just like obsessed with trying all these on. But this isn't only just for the females. The males also get a wedding band as well.
That's right. That's right. So there's obviously your traditional sort of yellow gold rings, your traditional platinum or white gold rings. But lately we're seeing a ton of guys doing these non-traditional metals, whether it's tungsten, whether it's titanium, whether it's tantalum.
I didn't know I was going to be hand modeling today. I'm glad
yeah.
my nails are done. But I really, I said to you, I like this one. And I feel like, I don't know, that's just, is this I mean, would this be like the main one, or is this a more casual one?
Most guys get one band, but you know, we're seeing lately is a lot of guys will get like one nice band, and then they'll get kind of a fun band that's not very expensive in an alternate metal, whether it's tungsten or whether it's titanium. I mean, you're seeing guys wearing the rubber bands too, just for working out and things like that, just because it's, you know, you want to wear your band all the time, but sometimes it's not the right place to wear it, where like if you're in the gym working out with weights.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, my fiance was like, can you just get me a rubber one? I don't want a fancy one. I'm like, literally, no. So what should I, like if I go in, I should bring him with me.
For sure.
Should pick it out together.
I think bands should always be picked out together.
Can you
not because they should match.
Okay.
By the way, I mean, most people do not have matching bands, but just because it's just part of the experience. And I think people really enjoy it, and they kind of get to see what the other person likes and all that.
Now, are these for men too, these ones?
Well, men or women. I mean, we're seeing also a lot of women.
Oh, okay.
We're seeing women getting a lot of times even an extra band that they can wear, you know, to the gym. They can wear it when they travel. Just something super casual, but we're seeing women and men do that.
Oh, nice. Okay. So can you do anything special with the wedding bands? Is there any engraving that can be done or anything
for sure,
like that?
For sure. My wedding band is engraved inside. A lot of people will put, you know, something a little romantic in there. Mm-hmm. I think the date's always great.
I like the date.
For two reasons. One is it's always fun to look back. Like mm-hmm. if your kids are looking at it or grandkids are looking at it, I think it's kind of cool to be like, oh, look, grandma, grandpa's ring and look at the year. And it may sound, you know, like it was last week because it was last week when mm-hmm. someone did it last week. But, you know, 50 years from now, it'll be really cool to see that. Plus, the added benefit is that if it's in your husband's ring, then he doesn't forget your anniversary.
That's so true.
That's an important thing.
Oh my gosh, that is
good for the guy
true.
Too, because we don't like to get into trouble.
That is so true. Okay, this is all helpful information. And one more time, what are the guys' material of the band that they're usually asking for?
There's so many different ones. You've got titanium, which is great because it's super light. It's kind of an aeronautic material. Uh-huh. You've got tungsten. You've got ceramic. You've got all these great bands. You've got wood. I mean,
what was the one you said that doesn't scratch easily?
Tungsten.
Tungsten?
Tungsten doesn't scratch easily.
I might have to look into tungsten then.
But you know, the scratches is okay too, because it kind of shows the marriage, and it, you know, it shows a little bit of wear and tear is okay, you know?
I guess so. Yes. Well, this is so helpful. When we come back, we're going to get to my favorite part, the accessorizing of the wedding day. We're going to talk necklaces, earrings, you name it. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Do this all the time.
I know. All right, we are back on Carolina Rashi Wedding Edition with Jonathan from Zadok Jewelers on Post Oak. We switch out the display each commercial break, so now we're back with our wedding accessories for the big day, or even rehearsal dinner or welcome party. There's so much to accessorize, and I'm obsessed. I'm obsessed. This is beautiful.
What's not to be obsessed about?
Yeah,
right?
this one right here. What is that?
So this is just a classic diamond tennis bracelet or diamond line bracelet. What's cool about something like this is that, I mean, you can wear it for your wedding.
Yes.
You can wear it for everyone else's wedding.
Yes.
You can wear it because it's a Saturday. You can mm-hmm. wear it because it's a Tuesday. I mean, it literally is timeless, and it can go with just about anything.
No, if I was like budget unlimited, I would get one for me and for all my bridesmaids. I think that that's so beautiful, but also the pearls. A lot of people love the pearls. That's still a very timeless look.
Totally. I mean, pearls are actually coming back more and more constantly. People are going for those classic looks. And pearls sort of notorious to be wedding jewelry. It's mm-hmm. really what a lot of people think of when they think wedding. They think pearls, white dresses, you know, all that kind of fun stuff.
I love it. I need to look at pictures of my dress, because that's actually a conversation my mom and I were having, because dresses now are not pure white. They're a little bit off-white. They're like an ivory color. And I can't even like remember what the details are. I have to go back and like look at it. And I mean, I feel like I'd be drawn to something like this, the sparkles.
Right.
And these can be worn with wedding gowns and with.
And that's the thing. It's you want to find something that not only works for your wedding day, but works for years to come. And it's something that can be passed down. I mean, jewelry is one of those few things that can truly be passed down. And, you know, you can give it from generation to generation, and it holds some special meaning just because, you know, your grandmother, your great-grandmother, your great-great-grandmother got married in it. Mm-hmm. And that's what makes it so special.
What about earrings? I see that you have a couple pairs here that I'm just drooling over.
I mean, you see a lot of, again, pearl earrings, but you see a lot of floral designs. You know, look, think of weddings. You're thinking flowers. Mm-hmm. You're thinking cake. You're thinking all that kind of stuff. So floral earrings are big. Basic diamond studs, you can never go wrong with.
Yeah.
You know, long dangling earrings. I mean, they're all just great with a wedding dress. And what's great is that they can go with just about any wedding dress.
Now, do you ever see brides asking for a type of diamond earring that would coordinate with their rings? Is that normal or no?
Not really. I mean, look, you know, everybody has their own thing, so that's totally okay. But very rarely, just because they're so far apart.
I see. Okay.
People don't mix and match.
So you can mix and match diamonds.
There's no rules.
So that tennis bracelet would look great with my ring then, right?
I think it would look great all the time.
Hint, hint, Beyonce, if you're watching. No, I love that.
And they're way great wedding gifts. I mean, for the groom to give his bride. It's just a great wedding gift. Also, a lot of times you'll see the groom's parents or grandparents maybe buying the bride a wedding gift in terms of bridal jewelry. So it's just a great thing to add on to it. And that story becomes even more special when it's told as if, you know, your great-great-great-grandfather gave it to your great-grandmother to wear for her wedding.
Now, if you walk in the store and you want to buy one of these pieces, are they like ready to go, or do you have to order them, or does it just depend?
They're ready to go, but again, you know, we can customize anything. So you might see something in white gold, you may want it in yellow gold, you might see it in platinum, you may want it in rose gold, you may maybe with round diamonds, you want it with a different shape. So, you know, we can work with the design and tweak it to your liking.
What would you say the most popular accessory right now and for 2025 brides, what's maybe the most popular accessory that you're seeing out of your store?
Definitely earrings, because, you know, not every dress works with a necklace. And in terms of a bracelet, you know, you just don't know. Mm-hmm. Again, not every dress works with a bracelet, but every dress works with earrings. So I think earrings is by far the most popular wedding accessory in terms of jewelry.
And both these bracelets, I feel like, me being the lack of jewelry knowledge that I have, both those bracelets to me say timeless.
100%.
Yeah.
And that's what's beautiful about passing them down, right? Is that they're going to be in fashion, whether it's in 10 years or in 100 years. And so your, you know, future generations will get to enjoy them just as much as you did.
This was so informative, Jonathan. Thank you so much.
Totally my pleasure.
I appreciate you bringing all of this and showing all of this off. It truly is beautiful. And
thanks,
I feel
Caroline.
Like I have a better idea of jewelry now and like the wedding bands and everything, because it can feel... You can just feel very clueless whenever you're going through this process. So
100%. And that's why when you come in, you know, a glass of champagne never hurts. They're just chill, relax, have fun. And that's what we're there to do, is have fun. I mean, this is an exciting thing. Should be super fun, like not stressful. And so we want to make it as least stressful on you as possible.
I know. I do need to get my fiance at some sort of wedding gift. So Jonathan from Zadok Jewelry on Post Oak, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks,
and explaining
Caroline.
All this, showing this off. Now I just want everything. That's all we have time for in this Wedding Wednesday edition of Caroline and Rashi. Thanks so much for watching. Bye, friends. That was so good.